The next part of our morning show, we bring Lorna Maxwell into the morning show studios. She is the head of the NASCAR Fans United Grace Team, and 'tis the season for lots of events going on. Lorna,
yes,
good morning.
Sure. Good morning.
You have certainly a craft fair that we talk about regularly,
yes.
And then a new event for Grace. But
right.
Let's talk about the craft fair first of all.
Okay, our craft fair is coming up real soon. It doesn't seem like it with the weather, but April 5th, Saturday, April 5th. From 9 to 3 at the lower level of the Ramada. And we are hoping to have as many wonderful vendors as we've had in the past. There's still space available if someone wants to be a vendor. You can contact me, or April Shilgen is in charge of the craft fair for our team. And she's always taken care of it and done a really good job. We have the spring one, and then we have the fall one. But the spring one is coming up April 5th. At the lower level of the Ramada Inn.
No offense to the fall one, but there's something special about the spring one, right?
Yes, people are ready to get out
yes.
and about and, you know, look at something exciting, some spring things. And so I think that's a good one when we have that also, because people can buy decorations for spring or whatever vendors are selling. So yes, it's an exciting time.
Yeah, typically there'll be more spring and summer decor
yes.
available, right?
Yes, it'll be more, you know, and spring and Easter related things.
Oh, sure.
But yes, spring type things.
So this is sponsored by your NASCAR Fans United Grace Team. Is this one of your fundraisers?
Yes, this is one of our money makers. Yes, NASCAR Fans United. We've had a team since Grace started 20 years ago. It'd be 21 now.
22.
Okay.
Yep.
Time flies. But yes, we've had a team since the beginning and have been very active. I don't know how many brat stands we've had in the past, but we, you know, aren't doing those as much anymore. But we have our main ones that we do, which are the craft fairs. So, yes.
Well, I salute your team because you kind of do think outside the box, you know, not just the typical food stand. You've got some things in the works here that are
yes.
pretty cool.
Yes. We have a new exciting event coming up that I'm very excited about. It's going to be a quilt gala, and it's a fundraiser for Grace, and it's going to be in May, Saturday, May 17th, at the community center, the Richland Center Community Center. And the reason I wanted to be on now in January is to get, you know, ask people to donate quilts or any quilted item. It can be a wall hanging. It can be a table runner. It can be placemats, whatever it is that's quilted and handmade. And I know we have many, many talented quilters in our community. People don't realize how much talent we have in the community as quilters. And our event is going to feature quilts and quilted things. We're going to have an auction, have an auctioneer to auction them off. It will start at, the doors open at 6, it's in the evening, and there's a $10 fee to come in, and the auction will start at 8. We are going to have wine and beer available for purchase, and we're going to have finger foods so that, you know, they get in the mood to buy a quilt, spend their money on a quilt, and it's going to be fun and fancy. So we're hoping people will come dressed up in a prom-like dress, a mother of the bride dress, you know, anything that's dressy. Black tie if you'd like, but you don't have to, you know, just a nice shirt and tie or whatever. But we want it to be a gala, a happy time, you know, that's fun and fancy. And then if you are willing to donate a quilt or quilted item, please contact me. I'm keeping track of who I've mailed out over 40 letters to quilters that I know are quilters asking for donations. But I know there are more out there that I probably haven't reached. And the other thing I would like to ask for is if there are long arm quilters, if they would be willing to give a discount on quilting a quilt that's going to be auctioned off in our quilt gala. Because, you know, you make the quilt, you buy the fabric, make the quilt, which is not cheap anymore. Fabric has gone up in price. Then you need to have it quilted. And some people quilt their own. And some take it to a long arm quilter. So if a long arm quilter is willing to quilt one of the quilts for the gala, I would hope or wish that they would give them a discount. And if they're willing to do that, please contact me and I will let people that are going to make quilts for the gala know this information so that they can have their quilt quilted by a long arm quilter.
For those of us who are quilt knowledge challenged, what is a long arm quilter?
Okay, good question. A long arm quilter is a long arm quilting machine is as big as a room, you know, and so you put your quilt on it, your batting the top, and then you have a long arm quilting device on it that moves and quilts the quilt. This can be by computer or it can be by the person running the machine. But it's a lot easier than quilting a quilt on your regular machine. But some people do that way. It's a lot of wrestling with a quilt to quilt a quilt on a regular machine. But a long arm quilter, you know, has it all laid out, and then they quilt, and then they roll it, and then they quilt, and then they roll it, and they can move the long arm part of the quilting machine to do that.
Thank you. Now I know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Yeah. This is such an excellent idea, Lorna. So where did you come up with the idea for this gala?
Oh, this was my epiphany in the middle of the night. I just didn't feel that people who donated quilts got the attention they needed or the credit for it, which then doesn't get a good price for the quilt for the donation for Grace either. And I just felt they weren't getting the attention they needed. So I thought we needed to do this. And I'm very excited about it. I received an email yesterday of someone who's donating 2 quilts. Everybody I've talked to is excited about it, and I'm excited about it to feature quilters in this community because we have many talented quilters in this community.
Hey, you and I talked about it off the air a little bit, but we've seen lots of auctions and, you know,
yes,
where you feel bad because you're like, I know the hours this person put into
yes,
it, the money, and it's
yes,
it's not going for that. And I mean, auctions, it's human nature. You want to bargain.
Yes.
But I think there's a chance here where
true,
they're going to get their true worth.
Yes.
Right?
But, and it's a donation to Grace, you know, to look at it that way. The money is going to Grace for research or for use in the community, which Grace does a wonderful job at. And many, I think all families have been touched by cancer. I mean, our family certainly. My husband died of cancer. My dad died of bone cancer. My mother died of leukemia. My brother died of gastric cancer. You know, and that's just family. You know, you have friends that have had cancer. And so the sooner we can eliminate it, the happier we will all be. I mean, that's my thought. And so anything that I can do for Grace or my family can do for Grace, we do, because we know it's a wonderful cause. And it's community, you know, it's helping people in our community, your neighbors, your family. So it's very important.
Yeah, you just spoke the reason why you're so motivated, didn't you?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
That's amazing. You guys do some great things. So you want to get people motivated now,
yes,
to start working on a quilt, or maybe put a bug in somebody's ear who
yes,
does work.
Yes, tell someone else. Or maybe you have a UFO, we call it in the quilting world, unfinished object, you know, that you could pull out and finish, or already finished. And, you know, quilters, we don't have somebody in mind most times, but sometimes we do for the quilt we're making. So, you know, you could, hopefully if you have one already made, it would be fantastic. Or if you have a UFO that you could take out and finish. But yes, I'm a quilter. My sister is a quilter. My mother was a quilter, you know, so I'm a avid quilt fan. But and people who will come to the event also who maybe aren't quilters, save your money, bring it to the quilt auction, you know, and support Grace that way by purchasing one of our quilts.
It's another big event for Grace. I know there's one going on this weekend, the bowling tournament Rod Reitz puts on every year. So
mm-hmm,
it's off and running with
yes,
that season.
Yes.
And then the 17th is also the day where they're going to have the walk run for Grace
yes,
earlier in the day, right?
That's in the morning, earlier in the day, you know, so you've still got time to go home and get fixed up for the quilt gala in the evening, which is, you know, what we hope you will do. So we're excited about doing this.
Or maybe you can do the run in your tuxedo, whatever you want to do.
Oh, yes, right? And advertise for us. That would, or your prom, or your tutu, sure, you know, whatever. Yes, yeah. We will take that, yes.
I think it's an excellent idea. And I'm guessing you're hoping there'll be quilts of all shapes and sizes.
Yes,
there.
Yes. You know, bed quilts, wall hangings, wall quilts, which is, you know, a bigger quilt than you would use for wall hanging, but smaller than you would put on a bed. Table runners. I wanted to open it up to other things because not everyone has a place for a quilt or wants to spend that much money on a quilt. So other quilted items, a wall hanging, a table runner, you know, placemats, whatever, it's still a quilted item and handmade, and it's, you know, donation for Grace.
You said you're a quilter. How long does it typically take you to make a quilt?
It depends on what kind of a quilt you're making. Okay. You know? If it's a pieced quilt, you know, you may work on it a few months. You may work on it years. You know, you may start it and put it away and get it out later. An appliqué quilt takes a very long time because it's all hand done. It just depends on what kind of quilt you're making. Some, you know, I've made a couple quilts that took me 2 years to do. And I mean, that's not working on it every day, but every time you can think about working on it, you do. And so they take a long time, a lot of energy, a lot of money to buy the fabric. Yeah.
Do you have a few started and you're just kind of, you know, oh, I'm going to work on this one today or this one tomorrow?
Yes. Well, most times, but personally, I like to start on one and stick with it and try to finish it, you know, which may take me a year, may take me a few months or whatever. But yes, and some have two or three going at the same time, whatever. Yeah.
You can buy some really amazing pictures that you can put in them too.
Yes. Now, I haven't figured that out yet, but I'm hoping that we can find a way to put pictures out of quilts that are donated, you know, so that we can do advertising that way or people can see. You know, what kind of quilts we'll have for sale. I haven't figured that out yet. I'm not a techie person, so I don't know. If anybody has any ideas on how to do that, let me know. I'd be very happy to know that, you know, a way of putting them out there. And I know there's Facebook and all of these other things, but...
Well, we're putting the word out there.
Yes, I'm sure the word is out there. Please start...
Somebody can help.
Please start making a quilt or quilted item for our quilt gala.
But you know, and I know that a lot of times pictures don't do the quilts justice.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's just a, you know, a chance to see about what it's going to look like. Yeah, it's not a true picture of it.
As far as the quilters in the area, I know there's a quilt guild that's very active.
Yes.
How often do you guys get together?
We get together once a month, and I've already twisted arms there and asked for, you know, quilts. I'm trying to get a hold of the Viroqua Quilt Guild, and I don't know who to contact. If somebody knows that, please call me. I would like to ask that group. And I know that there's a quilt guild called Peacemakers, and I know someone connected with that. So I've tried to find that information. So, yes.
Typically at these kind of events, does somebody maybe donate one that's been a family heirloom, like an antique quilt? Is that a possibility?
That's a possibility. That certainly would be awesome. Yes. Or, you know, a relative who's passed away and was a quilter and you want to honor them. You know, you donate a quilt in their honor. Most of us are selfish and want to keep those heirlooms to ourselves. But, you know, yes, that would be wonderful. And you know, if it's a quilt you've purchased somewhere, just so long it's homemade and not made in China or whatever, you know, they certainly could do that also.
They really accent a room, don't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, you can hang them on a wall, you can put them on your bed. You know, my extra ones I put on my spare bed, so it's, you know, quilt deep, piled up. That keeps them nice and flat so they don't get, you know, fold lines. But, yes, a quilt, you know, any quilted item, you know, decorates your home, adds to the wonderful colors you have or whatever. Yeah.
Do you have a personal favorite quilt, Lorna?
A personal favorite.
All-time fave, number one?
Well, I have made a couple of quilts that took me a long, long time. I made a quilt with hexagon pieces that was paper pieced, and it took me 2 years to make it. And there were thousands of pieces in this quilt. They were all hexagons or one-inch squares, and they were paper pieced, so you sew them together after you sew the fabric onto paper. Right now, I'm working on a clamshell quilt, which I, it looks like a clam. It's like a half circle, but you have to cut the pieces out and then shape them to the clamshell and press them, base them, and then applique it together. That'll probably be a 2 or 3 year project. I don't know. But any quilt, excuse me, with red in it, for me, I love red. For some people, it's blue, you know, if there's blue in it. But I don't know. Everyone I look at is a favorite one at the time.
Yeah, interesting. And when you make a quilt, let's say it takes you 2 years, do you have a celebration when you're done, or is it kind of bittersweet? It's like, oh man, I enjoyed working on that.
A little of both. You know, it's finally finished. I am always happy to be sewing the binding on a quilt because I know it's finished. You know, some people hate to sew the bindings on, but to me, that's part of the celebration. I know I'm done with this quilt when I'm sewing the binding on it. Yes.
Well, the special night coming up on the 17th of May and a gala, I think it could be a nice couples night, right?
Oh, yes.
Date night.
Oh, yes. Buy your sweetheart or your wife a quilt. Yes, yes. If you want to get a hold of me, my phone number is 608-647-4234. And my email is plumberry, PLUMBERRY, house, HOUSE, at yahoo.com. So, you know, if you want to contact me, I would be thrilled if you're willing to make a quilt or a quilted item for our quilt gala.
Yeah, put the word out there, and we just hope we have good response. Grace has had good response from quilters for years, hasn't it?
Yes, wonderful, wonderful donations, yes.
And this is the place to put them, because I know we're going to have some other auctions coming up, but I think one that just focuses on quilts, I think you're going to get the most help for Grace, aren't
you? Yes, I hope so, I hope so. Yeah. And again, the craft fair is April 5th, Saturday, April 5th. In the lower level of the Ramada. And if you're a crafter and you want to have something in the craft fair, you can contact me or April Shulgin.
How much do you normally charge to be a vendor for the craft fair?
Or does it vary? I don't even run it. So I'm thinking $30, $35 a space.
Pretty
I may
reasonable.
Be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Probably depends on how much space you need.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Good. So we'll put that word out. That's April 5th. The Fundraiser for Grace Quilt Gala is Saturday, September 17th at the community.
No, May.
What did I say?
September.
Oh, well, May.
May.
Well, we could have one in September, too, but May 17th.
Well, we could. No, we're good doing this one, May, September 17th.
May, I just May. Made you say September.
Yes, I'm we're confusing each other. It's Saturday, May 17th, 2025, this year.
That's awesome. Yes. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add about either event, Lauren?
No, I just, I appreciate all the support we get. You know, people who are participating in our events, the vendors, the people that come to buy the crafts, hopefully the quilters and the people that come to buy quilts, I appreciate them very much.
Do you need any hangers? I mean, you're going to have to...
No, I have connections.
Oh.
Our quilt guild has a quilt show every year, and we have stands to hang quilts on, so I'm borrowing those so we can display them very well, which is wonderful. That will be a great help.
Sure.
Yes.
Or do you need people to carry them around and
show them off? We will hang them up, and we will have a white glove or a glove policy. We don't want everybody touching the quilts because you end up with grease from your fingers on them. So we will have gloves if you have you just got to touch it or turn it around or whatever. People can wear to touch the quilts. But we don't really like people to be handling the quilts, so they'll be hanging up so that they can see them front and back, and they can put gloves on if they want to touch them or get close to touch or whatever. Yes.
Well, we hope it goes well. We know it will, and so you're putting the word out for people to make them. I know you're going to come back, and the next time you come, hopefully you can describe some of the quilts.
Hopefully I can come back again, yes, and give you a total of, you know, what we have and describe them. That's one thing I would like the quilters to do when they bring their quilts, is to write a description so we know what kind of fabric they picked, you know, what's the name of the pattern, because there are quilters out there that maybe want to make one that they see at the show. But yes, that's important information too. And I hope I can come back and closer to May and
absolutely
talk about it again.
Well, that sounds good. Again, yes. May 17th.
May 17th.
The Quilt Gala.
Yes,
Lorna, thanks
Quilt
for
Gala.
Coming on. We appreciate it.
Get your dressy clothes out or go to the thrift shop and pick out some beautiful outfit there.
Oh,
I mean, they
yeah.
have fancy clothes that come in there.
Yeah. They sure do.
Yes.
And sometimes you need an excuse to buy them and wear them, right?
Yes, yes.
So this will be it. Well, thanks for coming in, Lorna.
Thank you.
And
thank
we
you.
Appreciate everything that you guys do for Grace.
Oh, I appreciate your time.
The NASCAR Fans United Grace team, again, the Craft Spring Craft Fair is coming up April 5th. The Quilt Gala on May 17th. The fundraiser for Grace at the Richland Center Community Center.